यतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो प्रदीपः वसुदेवसुतं देवं सचाणूरमर्दनं देवी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् धृतराष्ट्र उवाच धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समवेतायुयुत्सवः मामकाः पाण्डवाश्चैव किमकुर्वत सञ्जय सञ्जय उवाच तं तथा कृपयाविष्टम् अश्रुपूर्णालेखनम् विषीदन्तमिदं वाक्यम् उवाच मधुसूदनः सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम। गुरुं गणपतिम् आचार्यान् मातापितरन् सर्वान् नत्वा अद्यतनकक्ष्यां प्रारम्भं कुर्मः। अस्माभिः गतकक्ष्यासु तत्र अर्जुनस्य विषादयोगः, अर्जुनः कथं स्वजनान् सर्वान् दृष्ट्वा सः विषादं प्राप्नोति, दुःखं प्राप्नोति, तत्र मनसि सन्देहं प्राप्नोति, अनन्तरं सः प्रश्नान् पृच्छति। अस्माभिः तत्र पूर्वमपि एषा तत्र चिन्तिता वर्तते, यस्य मनसि प्रश्नाः उद्भवन्ति स एव तत्र योगमार्गे वा समीचीनमार्गे गन्तुमर्हः भवति। तत्र ज्ञानस्य मूलकारणीभूत यत् आवश्यकता अस्ति सः प्रश्नः, दट् एनी पर्सन् हू वाण्ट्स् टु गो इन् द पात् आफ् नालेज् शुड् हाव् अ गुड् क्वेश्चनिङ्ग् स्किल्स्। अण्ड् अगेन् तत्रापि तत् न तु तत्रापि वितण्डावादप्रश्नाः न, परं तत्र अतीव विनयतया तत्र ज्ञान उत्सुकतया ज्ञानार्जन उत्सुकतया याः प्रश्नाः भवन्ति ताः तत्र ज्ञानमार्गे ते तत्र प्रबोधकाः भवन्ति, उत्तेजकाः अपि भवन्ति। क्वेश्चनिङ्ग् इस् वन् आफ् द मोस्ट् बेसिक् आस्पेक्ट्स् आफ् गेटिङ्ग् द नालेज्। एवमेव तत्र अर्जुनः अतीव विनयेन शिष्यस्तेऽहं शाधिमां त्वां प्रपणु इति पूर्णतया तत्र प्रपत्तिं स्वीकृत्य सः प्रश्नान् पृच्छति। अपि च हि इस् नाट् फुल्ली कन्विन्स्ड् अण्ड् हि डस् नाट् अलौ द अलौ सम्बडि एल्स् टु मेक् द डिसिशन्स् फार् हिम्। यदा तत्र कृष्णः वदति त्यक्तोत्तिष्ठपरन्तप इति एकवाक्येन यदा सः वदति तदापि सः पूर्णतया सः कन्विन्स् न भूत्वा सः पौनःपुन्येन यावत् तस्य मनसि सन्देहनिवारणं सम्पूर्णतया गच्छति तावत्पर्यन्तं सः प्रश्नान् पृच्छत्येव। एवमेव तत्र सप्तशतश्लोकाः तत्र सम्मिलिताः गीतोपदेशत्वेन, नो चेत् तत्र अतीवन्यूनश्लोकाः श्लोकद्वयं वा विंशति त्रिंशत् श्लोकाः भवन्ति। एवमेव तत्र अतीव विनय ज्ञानोत्सुक प्रश्नाः ज्ञानमार्गेषु तत्र आधारभूताः भवन्ति इति एव वक्तुकामोऽस्मि। एवं यदा सः प्रश्नान् पृच्छति, यदा सः कथम् एतान् अहं हन्मि इति प्रश्नान् पृच्छति, कृष्णः गतासु न गतासूंश्च जनाः न शोचति, अपि च तत्र घटे यत्र आकाशः यदास्ति, घटाकाशः यदस्ति तत् पूर्वमपि आसीत् इदानीमपि अस्ति भविष्यत्कालेऽपि भवत्येव, केवलं तत् घटादिषु वियतिव नित्यः यदस्ति तत् वस्तु नित्यः एव भवति इति सः वदति। एवम् अग्रे अपि तत्र गतासवः कृते किमर्थं न शोचनीयम्, अगतासवः कृते किमर्थं न शोचनीयम् इत्यादि श्लोकेषु सः अतीव सम्यक् वदति। फ्रम् श्लोका 11 वि हव् सीन् श्लोका 11 इस् द बेसिक् श्लोक आन् विच् 12-13 इस् बिल्ट् फार् गतासवः, 13-14 इस् बिल्ट् फार् अगतासवः। देन् हि टाक्स् अबौट् फार् सत् देर् इस् नो भाव एण्ड् फार् असत् देर् इस् नो भाव। अग्रे अपि यत् नित्यवस्तु यत् अनित्यवस्तु वाट् इस् रियल् वाट् इस् अन्रियल् अपि सः वदति. अन्ते नायं हन्ति न हन्यते इति अपि वदति. विकाराणामपि सः अतीव सम्यक्तया वदति. श्लोक 22 वीसा दट् कथं नरः जीर्णानि वासांसि विहाय नूतनानि वस्त्राणि गृह्णाति तथा एव देही अपि आत्मा यदस्ति शरीराणि जीर्णानि शरीराणि विहाय इतराणि नवानि शरीराणि स्वीकरोति. We saw the logic how it takes and why Vasamsi has been told how many types of Sharira we saw and also how many previous Janmas, this Janma and future Janma we have to take before getting Mukti. Therefore, it is in plural we saw that. Apicha Agre Saha, both Shloka 23 and 24 are very very similar. If 23 and 24 talk about the same concept, that is Yenam na Chindanti, Yenam na Dapavakaha na Dahati, ಆಪಃ ನ ಕ್ಲೇದಯಂತಿ ಮಾರುತಃ ನ ಶೋಷಯತಿ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ 24 ಹಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಅಯಂ ಆತ್ಮ ಯದಸ್ತಿ ತತ್ ಅಚ್ಛೇದ್ಯಃ ಅದಾಹ್ಯಃ ಅಕ್ಲೇದ್ಯಃ ಅಶೋಷ್ಯಃ. ಫೋರ್ ನಾನ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಸ್. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಫೈವ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಸ್: ನಿತ್ಯಃ, ಸರ್ವಗತಃ, ಸ್ಥಾಣುಃ, ಅಚಲಃ, ಸನಾತನಃ. ಫಾರ್ ಈಚ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದ definitions and we saw examples. Pratham Prahlada Charite Asmabhi Drishtamasti Prahladaha Atmagyani Bhavati. Yada saha Atmagyani Bhavati Tada Yada Tasya Pita Tam Agnau Sthapayati Tadapi Tasya Kimapi Na Bhavati Agni Rapi. Even Agni Atmagyani Nam. One more thing we have to understand is Prakriti and the Devaha who are there, they are also protective or they also fear. Yasya vibhati devascha also happens for atmagyanis. That is, when even when Agni being tormented to these people, tada Agni hi yenam yenam tatra na dahati. Even the physical body of them, they do not burn because they have realized the atma jnani and the God is more intent to protect these people. Evameva Narayanasya bhaktirapi asti ತತ್ರ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನತ್ವಮಪಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಇತಿ ಅಸ್ಮಾಭಿ ದ್ರಷ್ಟುಂ ಶಕ್ಯತೆ. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಚರಿತೆ ಅಸ್ಮಾಭಿ ದೃಷ್ಟಮಸ್ತಿ ತತ್ರ ಅಗ್ನಿಹಿ ನ ದಹತಿ ಆಪಃ ನ ಕ್ಲೇದಯತಿ ಮಾರುತಃ ನ ಶೋಷಯತಿ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಸಾ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಸದಾಶಿವ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇಂದ್ರ ಹಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಮೈ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಆಕಾರ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ವಿಕಾರ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಆಕಾರ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಕೀಪ್ಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಹೆಡ್. So we saw that story. We saw even Jadabharata story, Shankaracharya story. Similarly, we have the story of Rishabhayogishwara, who is the father of Bharata. Rishabhayogishwara in Bhagavata, again we have this story wherein saha sarvam tektva prasadam sarvam tektva. He was a great king, Rishabhayogishwara. He left all his kingdom and gave it to his sons. He left everything and went to the forest ಫಾರ್ ವಾನಪ್ರಸ್ಥ. ಯದಾ ಸಹ ವಾನಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಪ್ರತಿ ಗತವಾನ್ ತದಾ ಏವ ತಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಆಸೀತ್. ಅಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾನಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ತಪಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫೈರ್. ತತ್ರ ದಾವಾಗ್ನಿಹಿ ವನ ದಾವಾಗ್ನಿಹಿ ಆಸೀತ್. ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವೃಷಭಯೋಗೀಶ್ವರ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ವನ ದಾವಾಗ್ನಿ ವುಡ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅನ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ಇನ್ ಬೈ ದೆನ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಆತ್ಮ and he was also he was just sitting and the fire just engulfed him actually. So he was also Rishabhayogishwara, one more example for atmagyanin. So why we were seeing all these examples is, again, we need to really understand the benchmark and know when we have actually got that atmagyanin. Just understanding that atma is imperishable, body is perishable, and knowing this is not will not make us become atmagyanins. But when we are able to implement it in our daily life and when we are able to clearly realize the things, and when we don't have any when we really become achedyah, that is when we really become the atmagyanin. So till then, what we have to be doing is we have to continue doing the karma. We have to continue doing every activity which has been prescribed with bhakti and shraddha. And then we have to keep on doing that. And we have to practice the four sadhana, wherein viveka, vairagya, then samadhi, shatka, this thing, and mukshutva. All these should be parallelly continuing till we realize that and we become that atmajnani. Till then we have to keep on continuing. At no point of time can we ever escape from karma, which is what again later on in the third chapter again and again he keeps telling karma jayosha karmanaha. So again and again we keep talking about the karma marga. So once we know the benchmark about the jnana or bhakti or vairagya, where people have attained, at what level it has to be attained, then we will not have any pseudo notions and we will not do any vitandavada that God is, we don't need to go to temple, we don't need to do sandhya vandanam, I have become a realized soul, for me God is everywhere and I see God everywhere. So all these false notions which people get, all these will be removed when we understand the stories of people who have had benchmark of bhakti, vairagya, jnana, atma jnana. So that is why we are again telling these stories and also understanding it in conjunction with the shlokas, so that we know the distinction. Agre asmabhi drishtamasti, ayam atma yadasti, tat avyaktah, achintyah, avikaryah bhavati. Tasmat yenam tatra amum dehinam tatra viditva, yenam viditva anushochitum na arhasi. Enam atmanam viditva vijnaya. After, see, the atma is avyakta, achintya and avikarya. It cannot be manifested. We saw that because anavayavatvat tatra avyakta hasti, shad vikara rahitatvat rahityat avikarya hasti, achintya nirakara hai. It does not have a form of its own. So, it is not akara sahita. We have seen all that. Therefore, having known this atma, again, natvam shochitum arhasi. A few shlokas in second chapter we will see that shloka number, let us say 25, 26, 27 and also later in shloka number 30, again and again the concept is the same concept, natvam shochitum arhasi. You are, it is not fit that you are feeling sorrow over this kind of a situation or over this kind of people. So tatra shokam kartum narhati eva yete janaha api yete sthiti hi ghatana yadasti sa api tatra shokarha naivasti iti ativa clearly al paunapunyena uktva api. Again we saw that lot of concepts are being repeated. Why they are being repeated? There are two things for which the pishta peshanan nyayam does not affect. That is repetition. Repetition is actually a bad thing. For example, in a Vyakarana Shastra or Tarka Shastra, and sometimes repetition is bad. But then, in two cases, repetition is good. Where? One, in case of Tattva, wherein the Vedanta Margeshu, Yatra Paunapunyena Yada Vadamaha Tada Eva Tatra clarity of thought Neti 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 Neti. Then we get the real clarity of thought and finally it goes and sits in the place where what we have to understand. The other part is Bhakti. Tatra bhakti marge api paunapunyena tatra yada vadamaha rama nama hari nama paunapunyena yada vadamaha tatra rasaha jayate bhakti uddipanam bhavati tatra paunapunyam paunapunyena vaktum shakyate. Both in the tattva marga and the bhakti marga, the repetition is actually for good only. Therefore we were telling that shloka 26, 27, 28 and even in 30 and even in further shlokas, natvam shochitum arhasi, which was the first vakya of Ashochya Ranva Shochastvam, the same 11th shloka, is being expanded into further detail and reasons are being given, logical step-by-step reasons are being given as to why Arjuna should not have any vishada or shoka, which is leading to his confusion in decision making and which is preventing him from doing his own Kshatriya Dharma duty. Paunapunya. Paunapunya is repetition. Punaha, punaha is paunaf punya. That's it. It is not any papa punya kind of thing. This paunaf punya is repeating. Punaha, punaha, again and again telling is called paunaf punya. Okay. So, shloka 26, when we come here, atha chainam nitya jatam nityam va manyase vrtam tathapitvam mahabaho naivam shochitum arhasi. Even if you consider it is being born, it is being, it has a start and ending, still it is not fit to be thought about or fit to be felt shoka about, because end of the day you know that what will be born will be dead. Therefore he tells shloka 26 is the 27 is the just continuation of the shloka 26. 27 is the continuation of shloka 26. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu dhruvam janma mrtasya cha tasmad aparihariyethe natvam shochitum arhasi. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shaya. So the same concept is being propounded here. Yaha tatra jataha bhavati, whatever will have a start will also have an end. That is why ayam atma yadasti anadi ananta asti. No chete yadi tatra start daktamasti, defined start daktamasti chete, defined end api tatra diyate. Evam yasyapi jatasya purushasya jatasya dehasya sharirasya jatasya mrityuhu antyam maranam dhruvaha asti nischitam asti. It is only a matter of difference in timing of each of the sharira or deha, but still dhruvam avashyam nischitam confirmed asti nasya janma dhruvam asti. Until somebody attains the mukti or this thing, then so he becomes a mrita. Otherwise it will be muktasya. Muktasya janma dhruvam nasti, para mrutasya purushasya janma dhruvam asti. Of course, whoever is dead and not liberated, all the people who are dead will again take one more janma. Janma mrutasya api janma dhruvam asti. This shloka gives the foundation of one of the beliefs of our Sanatana Dharma or the Hindu religion, whatever we call, though there is no Hindu religion, it is only Sanatana Dharma. One of the beliefs are that the Punarjanma, the Janma which is there, continuation of birth, which is one of the basic belief of our Dharma. This is the shloka which gives the foundation for it or the principle for it. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu mrtasya janma dhruvam vartate. Only when this foundation is very very clear, then the actions and the fruit of actions, the karma vipaka, the vasanas, all those concepts will take life only when this foundation is kept. Therefore this foundation should be very very strong. Only then the whatever punyasya phalam yat punyam bhavati, papasya phalam papam bhavati, tatra yat sukham dukham bhavati, tatra phalatyagam kartavyam phalatyageneva muktihi. All the other concepts are slowly built over this concept of jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. Therefore tasmat ayam apariharyah, nobody can solve this, nobody can avoid this. Parihartum na yogyah tatra etasmin madhye, even to avoid and get avoided from this or to escape from this na sadhyah eva. Arthe tarhi kimartham shokam karoti, kimartam shochitam arhasi. Therefore it is not fit to be grieved upon. You need not grieve upon it or feel sorrow for this. We have seen this. Asya api asmabhi prayashah tatra vyakranam drishtam asti dhruvah mrityuhu visarga sakara refa ukara gunasandayah mrityuhu dhruvam mrityur dhruvam refadesha tasmat apariharye, apariharye arthe tasmat apariharye jashtu sandhi पुरुरूपसंधि न परिहार्यः परिहर्तुम योग्यः तत्र परिहार्यः परि उपसर्ग पूर्वक हृ धातुः न्यत् प्रत्यय. सो परिहर्तुम योग्यः परिहार्यः न परिहार्यः अपरिहार्यः नहि तत्पुरुष समासः. दैट विच इज फिट टू बी सॉल्वड, परिहार सॉल्वड, परि प्लस हृ परिहार, विच कैनॉट बी सॉल्वड इज न परिहार्यः अपरिहार्यः. एवं अस्माभिः दृष्टमस्ति. वील गो टू श्लोका नंबर 28. प्रायशः अस्माभिः उक्तमस्ति वा न जाने जानामि. एकवारं पुनः श्लोकं पठामः पश्यामः. अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्तमध्यानि भारत अव्यक्तनिधनान्येव तत्र का परिदेवना. वेरी वेरी सिंपल श्लोक है. वी हैव सीन सो मेनी एग्जांपल्स फॉर दिस बिफोर इटसेल्फ. अस्माभिः तत्र हिरण्यस्य जाति नाम रूप प्रयोजन भेदाः दृष्टमस्ति. वी सॉ द वेरियस फॉर्म्स विच द बेसिक गोल्ड टेक्स एंड वी डोंट फील सॉरो फॉर इट. वी एक्चुअली फील हैप्पी फॉर इट दैट वी हैव गॉट अ न्यू फॉर्म ऑफ ऑर्नमेंट. वी सॉ अगेन द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ थिएटर पर्सनैलिटीज इन अ थिएटर वेन वी आर सीइंग अ ड्रामा और समथिंग और वी आर सीइंग अ मूवी और समथिंग. वी सॉ पीपल कमिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ द स्क्रीन एक्टिंग एंड गोइंग बैक देन गोइंग टेकिंग अ न्यू पोर्शन न्यू कैरेक्टर कमिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस. We don't feel sorrow for it. We actually feel more happy that a nutana character, new form is being played, and we are more happy to see that. Similarly, the same concept is being explained here. Avyaktadini bhutani kevalam madhyani vyakta madhyani santi nidhananyeva api avyaktani santi tarhi chet ka parivedana asti kimartam tatra ka parivedana asti iti sah pruchyati. एकवारं श्लोकं तत्र द्विवारं पठन्तु पदच्छेदं पश्यन्तु कर्तृकर्मक्रियान्वेषणं एकवारं अन्वयं स्वमनसि कल्पयन्तु पश्यामः. अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि इति समीचीनं तत्र का परिवेदना अस्ति. एक्सलेंट, वेरी गुड, सम्यक् अस्ति. एकवारं पदच्छेदः पश्यामः. अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्त मध्यानि भारत हे भारत अव्यक्त निधनानि एव तत्र का परिदेवना. वेरी वेरी सिंपल श्लोक. द कॉन्सेप्ट इज आल्सो सिंपल. वी हैव सीन इट अर्लियर. यावत् शीघ्रं कुर्मः. हे भारत, हे अर्जुन, भूतानि भूतानि प्राणिनः यानि सन्ति भूतानि अव्यक्तादीनि तत्र अस्फुटमूलाः इति दत्तमस्ति. तत्र अनवयवाः भवन्ति. तत्र वाट् एवर् द भूतास् लेट् अस् से देर् इस् सम्बडि काल्ड् एक्स् एण्ड् हिस् एज् इस् 50 इयर्स्. सो वाट् हेपन्स् बिफोर् द 50 इयर्स् वेर् वास् दिस् पर्सन्? अव्यक्तः आसीत् एषः, न व्यक्तः. मध्ये फॉर दिस 50 इयर्स ही इज व्यक्तः. व्यक्तः विजिबल, विजिबल कॉम्प्रेहेंसिबल टचेबल फीलेबल सीएबल. लेट अस से हिज आयुष इज 100. आफ्टर 100 इयर्स तः सः कुत्र गच्छति? वेर इज ही? तत्रापि सः अव्यक्तः भवति. ही वोंट बी विजिबल फॉर अस. व्यक्तः नैव भवति. एवं सति तत्र शोक कारणं किम्? पूर्वं सः अव्यक्तः आसीत्, अनन्तरमपि सः अव्यक्तः अस्ति, केवलं मध्ये सः व्यक्तः अस्ति. तादृशस्य देहस्य शरीरस्य उपरि परिदेवना शोकः किमर्थं करणीयं? तत्र का परिदेवना इति सः पृच्छति. सो सम ऑफ द स्टेज बाय स्टेज एक्सप्लेनेशन, सम ऑफ देम ही रिपीट्स एंड एक्सप्लेन्स. तत्र यदि वी सी द डेफिनेशन ऑफ अव्यक्तादिनी बेस्ड ऑन शांकर भाष्यम, अव्यक्तम ही गिव्स इट एस फर्स्ट एस अदर्शनम, देन ही लेटर ऑन एक्सप्लेन्स इट एस अनुपलब्धि आदि येषां भूतानां. येषां भूतानां आदि अनुपलब्धि अस्ति. पुत्र मित्र आदि कार्यकरण संघातात्मकानां तानि उत्पत्तेः प्राक् भूतानि अव्यक्तादीनि उच्यन्ते. अपि च उत्पन्नानि च मरणात् प्राक् व्यक्तमध्यानि उच्यन्ते. दोस् विच् आर् अवेलेबल् आर् विजिबल् बिफोर् डेत् अगेन् दे आर् काल्ड् दे बिकम् व्यक्तमध्यानि. अव्यक्तनिधनानि, वाट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दट् पर् शङ्कर शाङ्करभाष्यम्? पुनः अव्यक्तर्षम निधनम मरणम येषाम तानि मरणातूर्ध्वमपि अव्यक्तताम एव प्रतिपद्यन्ते इत्यर्थः। सो दर्शनात् पतितः पुनश्च दर्शनं गतः नासौ तव च न तस्य वा तस्य तं वृथा का वन। इन महाभारत अगेन इन द स्त्री पर्व इफ यू सी विदुरा गिव्स द सेम एग्जांपल एंड ही एक्सप्लेन्स इट इन अ वेरी वेरी सिमिलर वे। ही सेज अदर्शनात् पतितः पुनश्च अदर्शनं गतः। दिस बॉडी विच एवर हैज फॉलन फ्रॉम अदर्शनम, अदर्शनम नॉन विजिबल इनविजिबिलिटी एंड फाइनली गोज टू इनविजिबिलिटी ओनली। नासौ तव न तस्य तम वृथा का परिदेवना। देन व्हाट इज द किमर्थम प्रलापः अदृष्ट दृष्ट प्रनष्ट भांति भूतेषु को वा प्रलापः। इट इज व्हाट शंकरा सेज। वेरी वेरी सिंपल कॉन्सेप्ट, जस्ट वी टुक सम ऑफ द पैरेलल्स गिवन बाय शंकराचार्य गिवन बाय विदुरा इन द महाभारत, wherein again the same concept has been explained in various ways in all the Vedantic places if we see. Ekvaram pashyamah, he Bharata, bhutani praninah avyaktani tatra adarshanah adarshanani bhavanti apicha vyakta madhyani madhye te sputataya bhavanti. Sputam, sputam clear, sputam asputam unclear, sputam clear clarity, darshanam visible, adarshanam invisible, vyaktam again visible, feelable, touchable, avyaktam which cannot be seen, felt or touched by the senses. Evam avyakta nidhanaha, again by death they become avyakta again. And tatra ka paridevana, kimartam tatra rodanam pralapah akrandanam va dukham shokasya karanam kim. Very simple words. ಭಾರತ ಸಂಬೋಧನ ಸಂಬೋಧನ ಪ್ರಥಮೈಕ ವಚನ ನಾಟ್ ಬಹುವಚನ ಹೇ ಭಾರತ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಸಂಬೋಧನ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಏಕವಚನ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಾನಿ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಮದ್ಯಾನಿ ನಿಧನಾನಿ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಬಹುವಚನ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ತತ್ರ ತದೇವ ತತ್ರ ವಾಚ್ಯ ಪದಂ ಯದಸ್ತಿ ತದೇವ ಏವಂ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ಬಹುವಚನ ಏವ ತತ್ರ ಭೂತರವ್ಯಯಂ ಕಾ ಪರಿದೇವನ ಕಾ ಕಿಂ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಶಬ್ದ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಏಕವಚನ ಪರಿದೇವನ ದೇವನಾ ಶಬ್ದ ತತ್ರ ಆಕಾರಾಂತ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಏಕವಚನ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಲೋಡೆಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ತಾವದೇವ ಹೇ ಭಾರತ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಾದೀನಿ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಮದ್ಯಾನಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ನಿಧನಾನಿ ಆದಿ ಮಧ್ಯ ನಿಧನ ಅಂತ್ಯ ಆದಿ ಮಧ್ಯ ಅಂತ್ಯ ಆದಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಮಧ್ಯ ವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಅಂತ್ಯ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಇನ್ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ವ್ಯಕ್ತ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ ನಾಮ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ತತ್ರ ಕಾ ಪರಿದೇವನ ವಾಟ್ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಶೋಕ ಸೇಮ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಂ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೇ ವಿ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಮೆಲ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಗಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ if it is being like kept very very for a long time we decide okay keeping it as in a form sometimes may not give us the same value because again in remelting it some charges go off we again convert it into gold coins or gold bars and again keep it off there evam avyakta adini vyakta madhyani avyakta nidhanani bhavanti but then we don't cry for the loss of the gold itself because we still have the gold in us. When we know that, when we see the gold, when we see the atma and not the ornament, tatra shokah na bhavatyeva, there is no cause of shoka at all. Evam all beings are unmanifested in their beginning, he bharata, manifested in their middle state and unmanifested again. Then what is there then to grieve about? Sandhi pashyamah avyakta nidhanani, nidhanani plus eva nidhananyeva end sandhi samasah avyaktah ಆದಿಹಿ ಯೇಷಾಂ ತಾನಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಾದೀನಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಃ ನಿಧನಂ ವಾ ನಿಧನ ಕಾರಣೇನ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ವಾ ನಿಧನ ಅವಸ್ಥಾಯಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ಯೇಷಾಂ ತಾನಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ನಿಧನಾನಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಪರಿದೇವನ ಅಗೇನ್ ಪರಿ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ದಿವ್ ದೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನಿಚ್ ಉಪಯೋಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಯುಚ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್ಯ ಉಪಯೋಗ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಪರಿದೇವನ ದೇವನ Paridevana, the cause of grief or the grieving situation, whatever asti, the grief, what we are doing it, sa eva paridevana bhavati. Agre pashyamaha, ekavaram shlokam punaha pashyamaha, hope there is no doubt in that. He Bharata, bhutani avyaktadini bhavanti, vyakta madhyani bhavanti, avyakta nidhanani bhavanti, evam sati tatra ka paridevana. Tatra shokasya karanam kim. Tavadevasti. Hope this is clear. Agre gachamaha. Shloka number 29 pashyamaha. Ekavaram shlokam vadami. Sarve anuvadantu. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam. Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha. Ascharyavachainamanyashrunoti Shrutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit. Shlokam vivaram patantu, padachedam pashyantu, kartrikarma kriyanveshanam krutva. Svayameva anvayam kartum prayatnam karotu. Ativa sarala shloka hai. Some see it like this, some see it like this, some even after this they don't realize. Tavadeva asti. Ekavaram pashyatu. Tatra kriyapada trayam vartate iti man pashyati badati shunoti. Try to do anvaya for this. Yenam na pashyati vadati shunoti. Pashyamaha. Tatra na ityasya kevalam sutva api kaschit na veda iti svikartam shakyate na vadati bhavatu. Ekvaram pashyamaha. Kinchit vityasasti param samyagasti. Ekvaram pashyamaha. Ascharyavat pashyati. Ascharyavat vadati. Ascharyavat shrunoti. Kechana janaha shrutva api na veda. That na should be taken only for the end and not for the first three parts. Pashyamaha. Tatra padachedaha ekvaram pashyamaha. Ascharyavati pashyati. Kaschiti yenam. Ascharyavati vadati tatha eva cha anyaha. Ascharyavat cha enam anyaha shrunoti shutva api enam veda na cha eva kaschit. Very simple. Overall concept asti. Kevalam ativa ati virala janaha, kevalam kechit janaha can realize the soul. Tatra, the why do we have very very few examples? Sadashiva Brahmendra or Shankaracharya or Jadabharata, Vrishabha Yogeshwara, Prahlada. We have very very few examples, again countables, but asmakam sanatana dharme ityopi kinchidapi adhikam vaktum shakyate. But of the crores and crores of people who are born and dead in various times of zone, we still have a few nameable people only. So now he is giving the rarity of Atmajnana. He is telling him, all these are tatrama, yadasti, atma is nitya, deha anitya, sharira anitya, dehi nitya, all these he keeps explaining. It is very easy to hear and even sometimes understand also. Yeah, yeah, I can understand, I know, I have seen people dying, I have seen people being born, I have seen people dying, I have seen some of them, like they say, not able to see the presentation, I will send it across, no problem. Huh. Tatra, they, people keep telling the, like, all these are understandable, everything is fine. At that time, when Arjuna is actually thinking that this concept is simple, but I am not able to, he is still in a little bit of confusion state, he is trying to come out of the confusion. At that time, what happens is, clearly, I will just send the notes in a minute. At that time, Krishna goes one step ahead and tells, all these are fine, but there are very, 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 very few people who have actually realized it or who actually see this as Aschadyavat. Kevalam kaschit purushaha eva tatra kechana purushaha eva tatra ye santi te eva yenam Aschadyavat tatra pashyati Aschadyavat vadati Aschadyavat shunoti. I'm just writing and sending it. You will just receive it in a minute or two. Evam tatra agre pashyamaha tatra yadi atrasti kechana ativa kopi purushaha. Very, very rarely, kaschit purushaha, one person out of thousands manushyanam sahasreshu iti uttamasti kaschit yatati siddhaye. Let us say there are thousands of people. One of them will try to start in this marga of Atmajnana. He will start doing the karma with bhakti, shraddha, and he will go in that whatever stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, what we saw. Out of thousands and thousands of people, one will start. Like those people who start, in that thousands and thousands of people who start, that itself is a very small population, out of that one person will be in the right marga, he will come there. And then out of those thousands of persons, let us say if that even we get thousand, very, very rarely one person will realize that. He will see, start seeing this as an adbhuta, aschariyavat. How aschariya this atma is, he will, when he starts seeing himself in the others, others in himself, yav pashyati sa pashyati, yaha tadrsha atmanam pashyati saha eva pashyati. Sarve anye andhaha eva. Some, one of the Bhashyakara says, one who sees the Atma is a real seer. All the other people are blind. One who listens to this or one who talks about this is only a person who can talk. Sarve anye tatra mukaha eva badhiraha eva. That is why he says, aschariyavat tatra kaschit pashyati, kaschit aschariyavat vati. Some of them, very, very with Aschariya, he tells. Now, Krishna is explaining the Atmajnanam saha, explain karoti idanim, tatraiva Aschariyavat saha vadati. And Arjuna, as a very, very good Aschariyavat, shunoti saha. Evam, all the three stages, pashyati, vadati, shunoti, are being explained. But, again, there are a few other people, kaschiti yenam shrutva api, Nacha Veda. Even after hearing all this, some people still don't understand or they don't know it at all. They keep as if they are unknown about it. And again, one more question was asked by some person. All these are understanding, sir, we are understanding all this, but when it comes to real implementation in the field, when we come to real life situation, all this goes away. Suddenly we get angry on somebody. suddenly we see some vastu, a car, we saw this thing, we get a desire to acquire that and keep it for our future generations. I am not buying anything for me, I am buying it for my children, future generations. How much ever you keep 10 crores, they will say, my father could have kept 15 crores, it would have been helpful. So whatever we keep, still we keep it for them. The whatever it is, we are not able to do. How do we come to that real stage in the life situation when somebody asked? One of our gurus very, very clearly said, until, and the same question was also asked by Rahoguna, Rahuguna, the king whom Jadabharata carried in the pallak when he carried him in the this thing palanquin, and Jadabharata was sitting in the forest alone at that time. This Rahuguna Raja was passing by, and people were carrying him palanquin, and one person had to take rest. So they called Jadabharata for carrying him, carrying the palanquin. At that time, while Jadabharata was walking, there were a lot of insects which were passing through on the floor, which were the, let us take, some ants were passing on the floor. Tadasaha tatra plavan kritva, he jumps not to kill them, he jumps and takes a step. At that time, the king who is there inside, he is jolted. So he gets very angry and he comes out and beats Jadabharata. That when he beats Jadabharata, the entire place, everybody there get hurt actually. At that time, he realizes he is an Atmajnani. Wherein an Atmajnani, when he starts seeing himself in everybody, and when that person is being hurt, all the people get hurt because of that concept of Atmajnana. At that time, he asks, how will I realize this? I do know this technical, I understand the English or the grammar or the Vyakarana or the Shabdartha, Padartha of this I understand, but I am not able to implement it in daily life. What is that one thing which can lead me to this? Very, very important question which all of us keep asking. Very, very simple answer Jadabharata says. Tatra, Mahat Pada Rajo Abhishekad Vina Yeta Yesha Atma Yetad Atma Jnanam Nasadhyam. Mahat Pada Rajo Abhishekat. That is Guru Pada Raja Abhishekat. Tatra Yadat, people like Jagadgurus, Sadguru, Gurabaha, Atma Jnaninaha Yesanti. Other Atma Jnanin who are there, Avadhutas, the Jagadgurus who are there. Again, we have seen the definition of Gurus. We should not confuse with people, ordinary people who are telling things, we should not confuse them to be gurus. The Jagadguru, people who are already realized souls, only those kind of people, Tesham Pada Rajo Abhishekat, by the dust which is sitting on their feet, taking that dust and Abhisheka on us. Tadrisha Vinayatvam Yada Bhavati, Tadrisha eagerness to learn things, that open-mindedness, complete surrenderness Yada Bhavati, Tada Eva, that is when we can start to be in this marga of realizing the Atmajnana. So, that kind of rarity is this Atmajnana. Therefore, just to explain that, we took that story. Therefore, Kaschit Purusha, out of lakhs and crores of people, very rarely, Kaschit Purusha, Atmanam Adbhutavat. It is, when he starts seeing the self, for him everything is wonderful. There is no duality. Tatra Advaita Bhavam, he starts seeing himself in you, in other, in the animal, everything. Again, we can take one more story of Shuka Parabrahman, whose Bhagavata Charitram is what we are, the version which Shuka Brahman told to Parikshit, that version is what is being read now, the Srimad Bhagavata Mahapuranam. When Shuka Brahman was walking across in the forest, when he got the Atmajnana and he just realized and he started moving away from his house, Tatra Vyasaha, his father calls him, Yam Pravrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dipayanaha Viradha Katara Majuhava Putreti Tanmayataya. When he called him, Hey Putra, what happened is, all the trees, Taravaha Abhineduhu, all the trees around, started telling, yes, yes, they started responding. So what does that mean? What does that concept mean? That is, Shuka was a realized soul. He started seeing himself in the others, including तत्र चैतन्य अचेतन वस्तुषु अपि सः आत्मानं तेषु अपि सः द्रष्टुम् अर्हः आसीत्. He started them in the trees also. The trees also started responding. Putreti tanmayataya taravah abhineduhu tam sarvabhuta hridayam munim anatosmi. Tadrsha sarvabhuta hridayam sukha parabrahmanam aham pranamam karomi. That is the level when they start reaching and get that advaita non-duality bhavah, the whole world becomes a single component for them. Evam kastideva purushah, that is when they start seeing everything is wonderful, everything is so wonderful. There is nothing which is bad, which is wrong, which is negative. Evam kastite yenam aschadyavat pshati tatha eva anyaha kastite vadati. That is the time when people like Parikshit come and ask them, what, I have only 7 days tatra, what is that which can liberate me? What should I do which can liberate me? When somebody asks that, when somebody comes as a student, surrenders, Devahuti came to Kapila Vasudeva. Kapila Vasudeva was a child. Devahuti was the mother in Bhagavata. Very, very crisp Bhagavad Gita again. When we have to see one more form of crisp Bhagavad Gita, the Kapila Vasudeva Upadeshaha Yadasti, Upakhyanam Yadasti, a great gem of a Kriti or gem of Upadesha again. Very, very clearly explained. A child explains to the mother, a mother who is very, very innocent and very eager to learn things. Tadrsha Upadeshaha Asti Kapila Vasudeva Upadesha. Tadrsha Upadeshaha again in VC in Shukasya Bhagavata Upadesha, Krishna's Upadesha to Arjuna. Therefore, tatha anyaha, very rarely people talk about these kind of things, vadati, and very, very rarely shunoti, people talk about the Atma or listen to concepts about Atma, very rarely. And there are some more people, shutva api na janati eva, they don't even get to know even the concept of it. Once people know the concept of it, with Guru Ashirvada, with the complete surrender to the Guru, they may start going into the implementation marga, but without that, some people, they listen also, they still don't consider it. The Nastikavadinaha ye santi gritam pita tatra rinam kritva gritabha ye santi tadrishaha. Even after knowing, understanding, they try to ignore this or avoid this concept. Agre pashyamaha padapadartham ekavaram pashyamaha. Kaschit kopi purushaha atmanam aschariyavat pashyati tatha anyaha aschariyavat vadati. Anyaha api yenam atmanam aschariyavat shutva api tatra sahana janati eva. Kaschit avyayam enam etat shabda dvitiya bhakti ekvachanam aschariyavat, again aschariyavat yadasti tatapi avyayam. Pashyati, very very common, we have already seen. Drishir darshane tatra drishir datu. Let Pratama Purusha Ekavachanam. Tatha eva both avyayam. Anya pullinga Pratama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Cha avyayam. Vadati shunoti. Vadati vada vyaktayam vachi dvadiganiyaha latlakara. Shunoti shru shravane dvadiganaha latlakara. Shunoti shunutaha shunvanti. Shunoshi shunutaha shunutha. Shunomi shunuvaha shunvaha. Shunumaha shunmaha. Two forms are there in the Uttama Purusha, Dvivachana and Bahuvachana. That is the only speciality for there. Otherwise it is Latlakara. All the three are Latlakara, Parasmaipadi, Pratama Ekvachana forms only. So, no problem with that. Vadiganiyaha eva. Belong to the Vadigana, the first gana, which is quite simple in declination. Kaschit avyayam enam dutya bhakti ekvachanam shutva, having heard twanta avyayam and then api avyayam and then nacha veda. Veda, again we have seen already, with Jnane, we have seen that, Lat Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. We saw the difference between Adadigana, Vetti Vittaha Vidanti, we saw the difference between that, and the Veda, in the previous, one of the classes, we clearly saw the difference. Why we have those kind of forms also, we saw that. Vetti Vittaha Vidanti is general form, and how Veda form also comes, we saw that. अग्रे गच्छामः तत्र समयस्य भावः. कश्चित् एनम् आत्मानम् आश्चर्यवत् पश्यति, कश्चित् अन्यः आत्मानम् आश्चर्यवत् वदति, कश्चित् अन्यः आत्मानम् आश्चर्यवत् शृणोति, कश्चित् पुरुषः श्रुत्वा अपि सः न वेत्ति एव न जानाति एव अर्थ तात्पर्यं संधिभागं कश्चिदेनं जष्ट्वा आश्चर्यवद् वदति वत् प्लस् वदति जष्ट्वा फर्स्ट लेटर वर्गीय झल् तत्र आउट ऑफ द झल् दीज आर वर्गीयस् द फर्स्ट फॉर्म ऑफ द फर्स्ट लेटर ऑफ द वर्ग रिप्लेस्ड बाय द थर्ड लेटर ऑफ द वर्ग वी गेट द जष्ट्व संधि तथा एव च एव चान्यः च अन्यः बोथ टू वृद्धि संधिस् टू सवर्ण दीर्घ संधि श्रुत्वा अपि सवर्ण दीर्घ संधि आश्चर्यवत् अगेन वत् प्लस् च वच् च सो चुनाश्चुः भवति श्रुत्व संधि त रिप्लेस्ड बाय च अगेन एज वाट एवर तत्र वी गेट अ श्रुत्व संधि अप्येनम अपि प्लस् एनम एंड संधि श्रुत्वा श्रु धातुः प्लस् त्वा प्रत्ययः श्रुत्वा त्वान्ताव्ययं कृदन्ताव्ययं दीज आर द फॉर्म्स अगेन वन मोर सिंपल श्लोका वील जस्ट इंट्रोड्यूस द श्लोका एंड वी विल कॉन्टेम्प्लेट अपॉन दिस एंड कंटिन्यू इट इन द नेक्स्ट क्लास एकवारं श्लोकमेव वदामः देही नित्यमवध्योयम् देहे सर्वस्य भारत तस्मात् सर्वाणि भूतानि नत्वं शोचितुमर्हसि सेम कॉन्सेप्ट अगेन एंड अगेन रिपीटेड बट स्टिल वी विल सी द डिटेल्स इन द नेक्स्ट क्लास केवलं तत्र देहि नित्यम् अवध्यः अयम् सर्वस्य या देहे या सर्वस्य देह देहे तिष्ठति सा देही नित्यवध्यः भवति तर्हि सर्वाणि भूतानि तत्र सर्वेष्वपि भूतेषु त्वं शोचितुं नार्हसि दट इज वाट ही कंक्लूड्स अगेन एंड अगेन ही कीप्स टेलिंग द सेम थिंग श्लोक 30 वी विल सी द पदपदार्थम एंड अन्वयम इन द कमिंग क्लास तावत् पर्यंतम कीप कॉन्टेम्प्लेटिंग अपॉन दिस एनी न्यू थॉट्स एनी क्वेश्चंस एनी सजेशंस any pictures or concepts please do share with us tavat paryantam agrima kakshayam punar milamah tavat paryantam ram 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 yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurdhara tatra shri vijayo bhutir vani tirmatir mama guru reva gatihi guru meva bhagurunaiva sahasmi namo gurave na guru paramam shishurasmi guror matirasti gurau mama pahi guru guru reva gatihi guru meva bhaje gurunaiva sahasmi namo gurave न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो सर्वेभ्यः अनन्तानन्त धन्यवादाः थैंक्स फॉर अटेंडिंग द क्लासेस एंड शेयरिंग ऑल योर एक्सपीरियंसेस थैंक यू सो मच राम राम, राम.